Your financial needs aren't independent of each other, so your financial advisor shouldn't be either. At Mercantile Bank, our experienced United Wealth professionals are united to serve you and your complete financial planning and wealth management needs. Are you just starting your investment journey or need to roll over a retirement plan? Do you need to plan for a loved one with special needs or for your own life after work? Maybe your business needs a succession plan or you want to enhance your employee benefit programs. Whatever steps you need to take, our United Wealth experts are ready to take them with you. Together, we are united.
Hi, this is Ron Kincher. Jamie Blazing from Carl's Shoes is with us on this edition of the Business Spotlight brought to you by Mercantile Bank. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yep, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
How long has Carl's Shoes been around now?
So Carl's has actually been in business since the early 1950s.
Okay.
Kind of started off as a part of a chain store that was affiliated with a couple of shoe companies out of St. Louis.
Okay.
Tober Safer Shoe Company and Wilkerson Shoe Company. Originally, Carl's is located downtown here on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Then moved out to the Strip Center and then the Quincy Mall. Then we've been in our current location for about 30 years out of 29th and Broadway.
So I don't know if you know the answer to this, but was there a Carl? Is there a Carl?
So that's the funny part. In all the years, there's never been a Carl that's owned it.
So
it
how?
Just, like I said, it was part of originally part of a chain store, and I think there might have been a couple other Carls throughout the Midwest. So my dad got in it in the early 70s. Started off just a sales associate, kind of worked his way up to manager, and then eventually, I think it was towards the end of the mid to late 80s, bought in. And at that time, they were down to four or five stores. So he bought in with Charles Tober and John Wilkerson. And then probably late 90s, early 2000s, he was sole owner then.
Mm-hmm.
Got down to just one store, kind of consolidated all the better brands and got into one store at Carl's. But yeah, there's never been a Carl, which
so
is interesting.
Your dad's at Blazing, right?
Correct.
Is he still involved with the operation?
He still is, yep. Still there every day, enjoys coming in and yeah, he's still there.
All right, cool. How have you guys adjusted to the market that's out there right now? Obviously, almost every big box store sells shoes. So has that adjusted how you've gone to market or advertised or things along those lines? Or are you still pretty much doing the same thing you've done for 30 years?
A little bit of both. We're still a little old school in some stuff, which is great, but then you got to incorporate some new stuff. So one of the things that I like to say at Carl's is we try to have better products and better service. And that's where you're going to beat the big box stores. You know, they're going to beat you on price, but there's a reason that they're like shoes are like any brands. There's different levels, different quality. So most of those big box stores, it's a lower end type of shoe, maybe not as much support, maybe not as much cushioning. But that's why they're able to sell them at a price. For some customers, that's great. They don't need the extra support. You know, everyone's on a budget. I get it. But most of our customers, they prefer or need a better supportive, better quality shoe.
So there's a specific demographic that you're going after?
A little bit of both, yes. I mean, we definitely work well with the medical community, so we get a lot of the podiatry, therapy, chiropractic referrals. So that's definitely part of the business. But then also, I mean, there's some brands that we sell a little bit more, I would say. Look, still good quality shoes. Uggs, for instance, you know, Christmas time, so a lot of the Ugg shoes.
Okay.
Birkenstocks, so a lot of Birkenstocks where people might initially buy a Birkenstock on looks because it's a popular thing, but then you get to wearing them, it's like, oh, my feet feel better, so they're actually good for your feet. So, yeah, I mean, pretty much all age ranges. I mean, we don't carry kids' shoes, but anymore it seems like once you get to grade school, most of those kids are in adult sizes anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, pretty much all age ranges.
So are you still adding new brands? Because I looked at your website. I was like, I couldn't believe the number of brands you guys carry.
We do carry quite a few brands. And, yeah, I mean, we're always looking to add and expand, whether it's through, you know, a couple customers ask about a certain brand, so we'll look into it, or maybe a sales rep's changed to a different brand and he wants to or she wants to call on us. We'll give them a look in that. So, yeah, definitely looking to add. But we've got our core brands that we've had for a long, long time, whether it's Birkenstock or Dansko or Atrix, Brooks, New Balance. So a lot of those brands that we've carried a long time. But yeah, always looking to add if we can.
And it sounds like you do have a standard in the type of shoe that you want to carry.
Typically, yes. I mean, there's a couple we carry that, yeah, it's on looks. And for certain occasions, hey, I'm not going to be on my feet as much. You can get by with those. But most of our customers, like I said before, they either want or need a better quality shoe. So, yeah, I mean, it's no fun when our feet hurt.
No, definitely not. And it sounds like you do this, but you do have some loose partnerships with, you said, the medical community. So you do have some partnerships that you've established in the community.
Yes, we work really well and have over the years to where a lot of the medical professionals feel comfortable in referring their patients to us, because it's not just, hey, I'm going to buy shoes and get better, or, hey, I'm going to go see the foot doctor and get better. It's kind of a team approach. So if someone can get the right shoes, get the right inserts if need be, there's some little home stretch is an exercise you can do. You know, go see your podiatrist or your therapist or chiropractor. We all kind of work together, and that gives someone the best chance of succeeding and having, you know, comfortable or having happy feet, I should say.
How much has the shoe technology changed over the course, well, I guess, of your career in the last 15, 20 years or so?
Yeah, I mean, things have definitely changed, whether it's on the shoe side or, you know, on the sales side as well in that too. But a lot of brands are still finding ways. Like I said, most people that we see, it's not because there's not enough cushioning in the shoe. There's usually not enough support. So a lot of brands found ways to put more support in the shoe while still making a little lighter weight or giving you a little bit more cushioning while not adding a lot of weight to the shoe. So technology-wise, yes, that has definitely changed within the shoes. And then just in general in the business, how people are buying or what they may be looking for.
I don't know if you know about nationally or not, but are there a whole lot of places left like you guys that were, you know, family-owned type business in the shoe industry? Is that a thing of the past? Because I don't know if there's any other around here necessarily. Cause you remember the old days, well, when I was growing up, there were Hurley's and some of these others. So have you noticed a trend nationally? Are there any startups in the shoe industry, stuff like that?
We are definitely one of the few. I mean, I know in the area, it's one of the family-owned sit-and-fit type shoe store, comfort-type shoe stores. Yeah, nationally, there's not a lot of Carl Shoes type still around in that. The ones that have seemed to have been around a while and established and have done things right. But, yeah, it's not a lot of places it's kind of go in, help yourself. And that's fine. That works for them. But for us, our customers, a lot of our customers we've known for years, we're very fortunate. We have a very loyal and nice customer base. You know, a lot of them we've become friends with over the years. So, we, like I said, we try to have a little better product, a little better service, and I think most people appreciate that.
And you guys ship, don't you, if I recall?
We can ship, yep. We try to have a lot of, I mean, we do have a lot of inventory in stock, but we're never going to be able to have every size, color, size, whatever. So if we don't have it, we're always more than happy to special order it. We can get it to you. So, yeah, that's not a problem at all.
So inventory, that gets to one of my questions, is how do you, I guess it's just years of experience, but what you carry, what you don't carry, and how much of what you and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, there's definitely, you got to draw on your past, know what's worked and what hasn't worked. You know, it'd be nice to have the crystal ball. You don't get it right all the time. But generally, you know, hey, I'm going to sell more of this particular size or this style based on what time of year and everything too. But yeah, you definitely have to fall back on what has worked in the past. And it's an educated guess to a certain degree.
How often do you have that? Oh my God, what was I thinking back in March when I ordered 80 of those green ugly shoes?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, every once in a while you don't have that crystal ball.
It's like golf. Every now and then you'd have to miss it.
Yeah, unfortunately. But for the most part, a lot of our brands, we've developed a good enough rapport with them where they'll work with us. So if maybe we get something in and it doesn't work, a lot of times we might be able to swap it out or something like that too. But yeah, you try not to have too many of those.
So has COVID, I ask this of every business, COVID obviously affected everybody's business, but has it affected your business in the way that your distributors or the people, your reps, come and visit you, and also how your customers shop?
A little bit of both, and during that time, it was trying on most businesses, obviously. Fortunately, we were able to weather the storm, get through it. You know, we had a few months in there where it was a little rocky, but my dad's done a great job over the years of kind of aligning the business, getting in good shape. I mean, it was tough to get through that, but we were in pretty good shape before. We were able to come out pretty good shape afterwise. So I've actually noticed, and I think what COVID probably taught a lot of people was when you couldn't be around people, you had a social distance. A lot of people we see, they want that interaction. They want to come in the store. They want to try stuff on again. So it's nice for them to be able to come in and do that. So I think it's, I would never want to go through that again, obviously.
Right.
But fortunately, we were able to come through it and still doing well. And then on the vendor side of things, yeah, it's definitely changed on ordering. You got to order farther out now. If we were to do a future order for companies, they might not stock as much stuff in stock, so it's sometimes a little tougher for us to get things. But in general, it's back on a good track now.
I was thinking about this when I knew you were coming in, is where else do you go to get your shoe foot measured? What are those things called?
The Brannick device.
There you go. Yeah. Was it invented by a guy named Brannick?
I would imagine so, probably. But
I think that, how important is that? I think it's pretty important, but to have, how often do people come in and think they need a shoe size when it's not actually the shoe size that they need?
Yep, we do see that quite a bit. So yeah, we do try to, when someone comes in, you know, measure them. I mean, the measuring device isn't always going to be, you know, the gospel truth, but it gives you a good starting point. you know, get the length, get the width. We'll try to ask them what activity they're going to be using them for, or maybe what type of foot pain or problems mm-hmm. they're having, to get a pretty good idea of what they need in a shoe. And then we usually try to bring out several different options, because that's the thing with shoes too. So you might have two people with the same foot problems or whatnot, and one shoe for this customer feels great, and the next person says, no, it doesn't feel good. Yeah. So I always try to bring out several different options. That way they can kind of choose and, you know, have the best informed decision to make.
And not all shoes are created equal. Not correct. All feet are created equal. See, yes. I could come work for you.
Yeah.
I noticed you don't have a website where you could go online and order. Obviously, that was a conscious decision.
Yes and no. So I think it's trying to blend a little bit of the past with a little bit of the future. So uh-huh. we do carry this one brand, SAS. One of their signs says we're 60 years behind the times in shoemaking. Proud of it. So some things at Carl's we kind of do old school still.
Right.
And that works. Now, yes, eventually we'll probably – we do have a website, but it's not an e-commerce.
No, it's not an e-commerce site, right.
Eventually we probably need to get into that. But there again, a lot of our customers, whether they want – you know, just to come in and see them and try them on and whatnot, or they need to come in. We deal a lot with, you know, different inserts or different problems mm-hmm. where, not just because we sell shoes, but it's pretty tough to order them online and get the right fit and right size, because it might be a good shoe, but it might not be the right shoe for your foot type based mm-hmm. on what's going on. So I like that interaction with customers. Hopefully they come in and try them on and we can get them in the right shoe.
Do you think there's a perception of Carl's Shoes that you guys sell shoes to old people?
One time, I mean, definitely.
But you don't, obviously.
Yeah. You know, traditionally over the years, the orthopedic shoes right. looked pretty orthopedic, the ones that were good for your feet. Fortunately, brands now have been able to give you a little bit of both, where you used to have to choose, do mm-hmm. I want looks or do I want function? Now you can kind of get the best of both worlds. So, like I said before, we sell to pretty much all age ranges, don't have kids' shoes, but outside of that, whether it's, hey, I want this look or this style, or I need this one for this different mm-hmm. foot problem, we try to accommodate. Doesn't mean we carry everything, but we carry good, you know, good variety.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank hope you. It wasn't as hard as you thought it was going to be.
No, it wasn't too bad at all.
Jamie Blazing with Carl's Shoes. I'm Ron Kincher. That has been the Business Spotlight, brought to you by Mercantile Bank.
Your financial needs aren't independent of each other, so your financial advisor shouldn't be either. At Mercantile Bank, our experienced United Wealth professionals are united to serve you and your complete financial planning and wealth management needs. Are you just starting your investment journey or need to roll over a retirement plan? Do you need to plan for a loved one with special needs or for your own life after work? Maybe your business needs a succession plan, or you want to enhance your employee benefit programs. Whatever steps you need to take, our United Wealth experts are ready to take them with you. Together, we are united.